USA Radio News.
Several Texas counties declared a border invasion on Tuesday in a move to pressure the state's governor to issue a similar declaration. The statement does not grant the counties any kind of additional legal authority and may not even be legal, but officials hoped it would bring attention to the border crisis. County officials from Kinney, Goliad, Terrell, and Uvalde counties criticized the Biden administration for what they call its open border policy. Gas prices are holding steady at $4.80 per gallon. The national average price for regular is unchanged from Monday, pausing a steady march downward after hitting an all-time high of $5.01 a gallon almost 3 weeks ago. AAA reports South Carolina has the lowest statewide average at $4.29 per gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
While states' primary elections continue across the nation, those in D.C. are turning toward the midterms.
The Senate was not in session on Tuesday, which gave Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, time to head back and speak with constituents in Paducah, Kentucky. McConnell saying he's feeling good about Republicans' chances of taking back control of Congress following the 2022 midterm elections.
The president's approval rating is very low. That typically leads to a bad year of the party of the president. I certainly hope that holds up. And we have a chance to begin to turn the country in another direction.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Democrat lawmakers are trying again to close Guantanamo Bay. House Democrats have included that in an annual defense spending bill, but the measure is unlikely to garner the Republican support it needs in the Senate to pass. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A dangerous heat wave will roast millions of Americans across the plains and the Midwest this week. The National Weather Service reports 30 million people from South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois south into Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are under heat advisories. Parts of the central and southern plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the mid-south will see highs in the upper 90s to low triple digits. NATO is welcoming two new countries.
The 30 NATO allies signed an agreement Tuesday to allow Sweden and Finland to join NATO. Now the membership bids of the two nations will go to the alliance's capitals for legislative approval. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Tuesday.
This is an historic day for Finland, for Sweden, for NATO, and for Euro-Atlantic security.
The move further increases Russia's strategic isolation in the wake of its invasion of Ukraine in February. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is preparing to fan out across the country to stump for Republican candidates on the midterm election ballot as he tests his appetite for national politics and a possible 2024 presidential bid. Youngkin raised more than $2.5 million into his political action committee from January 1st through June 30th, according to figures shared with the Washington Examiner. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.